Now we go to our member station, WDET. They took their own look at health care last night at a town hall forum, and our own Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, spoke at that town hall. Todd, set the scene for us. How did the town hall go last night?
Well, it was a great event, and I say that because there was a pretty big crowd, a real diversity of questions, people asking about everything from their health care costs to how this affects UAW negotiations. You know, United Auto Workers, this is Detroit after all. People wanted to know about medical bankruptcy and whether this bill would protect them from losing the farm, as it were, if their medical costs go up. And people were really, really engaged. There were lines all the way up the aisles to ask questions.
This was a civilized event, right?
Oh, completely civilized, which was a nice turn. And I should point out, as opposed to the town halls we've been hearing about, this was mostly a pro-Obama crowd, so there probably weren't a lot of people who wanted to be too angry there.
Okay, let's listen to one of the questions you were asked last night.
Is this true that there's going to be a fine, and in the paper it states that it's going to start at $750? Sounds like a mandate to me.
Whoa, she's talking about the fact that you have to have health insurance. How'd you answer that, Todd?
Right. Well, in fact, it is true. In the Finance Committee draft that's circulating right now, which is the bill that has the most currency in Congress, there's what's called the individual mandate. After a certain time period, people must have insurance, most people, unless they have extreme hardship economically. And if you don't get insurance, yes, the answer is yes. You will have to pay $750 or more, depending on your income. There's a sliding scale. And the answer to that question was yes. And this woman who asked this question, a very good question, had a very interesting response. Listen to what she said.
The people there who are voting on this, they took an oath of office to represent us. This is punitive and unconstitutional against United States citizens of America. How can we contact them to have that removed from there?
And quickly, Todd, your response to her for that?
My response was 202-224-3121, the Capitol Hill switchboard. That was my response.
Okay. It sounds as if the debate has shifted slightly, a little bit less vitriol, at least in Detroit, or at least with this very pro-Obama crowd. Right, Todd?
That's absolutely right. It was a great discussion. There was an economist there, a physician, a professional nurse, and a crowd that was really engaged. They wanted answers and they wanted reform. And then everybody got to stick around and watch the president's speech afterward on a big closed circuit TV. So I think people left there really edified, and they felt. I talked to a couple of them. They felt like they were a little more educated about what's going on. But there's still some frustration about this process.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent from Detroit today. Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.